AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden travels to Idaho and California today to get a look at wildfire damage. He'll also talk about his $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. Two Democrats, West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kristen Sinema in the Senate, think $3.5 trillion is too much. This is Deputy White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
I'm not going to negotiate from here, as we have said over and over again. And so we're going to let the process go through.
Democrats in the House plan to pay for this package with tax hikes on big corporations and the wealthy. It's back to school today in New York City.
Kids coming to school today all across this city are going to experience a gold standard of health and safety measures.
Mayor Bill de Blasio says there's no option in New York to have classes from home. The confusion continues over coronavirus booster shots.
The average person does not need a COVID-19 booster yet. That's according to an international group of scientists, including two top U.S. regulators. The latest information appeared in an opinion piece published in The Lancet. The experts reviewed studies of the vaccine's performance and concluded the shots are working well despite the extra contagious Delta variant, especially against severe disease. At this stage of the pandemic, they add, even in populations with fairly high vaccination rates, the unvaccinated are still the major drivers of transmission. I'm Shelley Adler.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to defend the Biden administration's much-criticized handling of the military withdrawal from Afghanistan before Congress. Oklahoma's Pardon and Parole Board recommended the governor commute the death sentence of convicted killer Julius Jones, who's maintained his innocence in a case that has garnered national attention. Jones claims he was framed for the 1999 shooting death of a local businessman in Edmond, Oklahoma. Jones' case was profiled in a documentary on ABC. This is AP News. An Israeli-French-American Holocaust survivor and a U.S. scientist specializing in gut bacteria are among winners of this year's Balzan Prize.
Saul Friedlander was awarded the prize for Holocaust and Genocide Studies. A Pulitzer Prize winner and MacArthur Fellow, 88-year-old Friedlander has taught widely in the U.S. and at Tel Aviv University. He was recognized for examining the persecution of all Jews in Europe, going beyond the country-focused studies that had preceded him and for making personal documents acceptable in scholarly practice, while Jeffrey Gordon from Washington University in St. Louis was too awarded a Balzan for founding the field of human microbiome research. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Walmart denies any partnership with the digital currency Litecoin after a fake news release led to a brief flurry of inaccurate reports from national news outlets, not the AP, and social media users. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.